When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, Mike Kem, Dodger Stadium. Let's go. Caller 2-800-520-1067 right now. We get you into the show happening in July, which is almost here, entering, in Johnny's opinion, the greatest span of months of the year. Jason, July, August, September, October, November. It's where all the good stuff happens. We get you into all those shows. K-Rock Summer Ticket Blowout continues right now for caller 20, 800-520-1067. My name's Klein. That is Allie.
Morning.
Got DJ Omar Khan that right there. Hello. Jake the Nerd.
What's up?
And in the back, taking your calls, Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa. Vanessa will be singing the national anthem tomorrow in Spanish. We support that move, and that will be at Allie's pickleball game. One dyke versus two tykes. A lesbian battling children in a game that she claims she's a prodigy at. We are convinced that kids could beat her. And she went on the air and said, I bet you I could beat not just one, but two kids. So we found some twins.
Kind of regret saying that.
And Allie will be battling some listeners' kids tomorrow. So that'll be exciting. And we'll have some undercard matches as well happening. We're not exactly sure, but we're all going to be meeting up in Santa Monica at noon tomorrow at a place called Pickle Pop. And all the details are up on our socials at Klein Allie Show. Open to the general public. Come on out. So many people asking if we're going to take advantage of the new drinking rules in Santa Monica afterwards by taking to the streets for some celebratory drinks. I think if Allie loses to the children, she will be drinking in the streets for sure.
I think if I lose and the kids win, I have to drink Shirley Temples while you guys drink.
Well, we all get to drink real alcohol.
Yeah, I have to have kids drinks.
Well, I'm excited about it. It will be happening tomorrow. And I know the NBA Finals are going on, but let's be honest. This is what we're all focused on.
One dyke.
I've been smoking weed more years than you've been alive.
Two tykes.
What do you call a lesbian that gets beat by a couple of kids?
Pickleball.
Those kids are talking a lot of smack. I think there's actually new messages on the goat line from them as well, talking
Whatever.
Trash.
Do your homework.
It's very exciting. Allie had no problem taking down a one-armed handicapped man in pool. You think she got a problem taking on children?
A win's
no
a win,
way.
Baby.
She'll take any win she can get.
I'm going to spike it right in their little kid faces.
Let's say hi to caller 20, give some good news away, and then we will get into the entire hour we have in store for you right now on K-Rock, and it's a damn good one. Tara, good morning.
Hi.
You are caller 20.
Am I really?
Yes. Yeah. We don't joke about these things.
Okay.
You seem like you don't believe it.
I'm kind of nervous, but I'm not sure.
Nervous about what?
A little bit excited.
All right. Well, get a lot excited because you're going to go see Mike Kem at Dodger Stadium.
Really?
Really?
Oh, my God. I've been trying for, like, months now.
Well, now you're talking over the song, though, so...
So quickly, tell us why you're excited.
I just love them. This is my favorite band, and I love you guys.
Well, let's kill the song for that. Go ahead. She's complimenting us. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Ali and Omar, they're definitely the greatest. Kevin, I don't know about you.
Okay. Glad we waited for that.
Right, put on the Linkin Park song.
No, damn it.
K-Rock Klein Ali Show. Last night was one of those nights where I woke up 50 times way too hot, and I can't figure it out because I technically have air conditioning, and I crank it to, I believe, a respectable number, the always hilarious 69.
Oh, it's so funny.
And I laugh to my head. I know Steve likes that. 69. That's a pet peeve. And the reality is, for some days, it feels like it's cold, and other times, it just doesn't. And I have, you know me, I've tried the sleeping naked thing.
Yeah, but also, doesn't your wife have like 10,000 blankets?
But not on her side of the bed. She's got, and I'm not an exaggeration, Allie, we have now crossed into double-digit amount of blankets. Because the other day, one of them was all bunched up, and I saw the process. There is like two weighted, and then about eight others.
Dude, she if there's like an blankets. Earthquake or an emergency, she won't be able to get out of there.
Well, she almost killed our last dog because it got buried under all the blankets, and she couldn't find the dog anywhere. I think it was trapped under the blankets for hours.
It's like suffocating.
So many blankets, yeah. And I have on my side one, mm-hmm. One blanket. And occasionally, still, that one gets tugged over to the, to her side of the bed.
Yeah, violently. So,
but she's told me she didn't want me to sleep naked ever since I had children. She's like, I don't want you to sleep naked because it's not
fair.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say ever since you had two buttholes.
No, I've always had that. I was born with that. But she doesn't know about that. But ever since... my kids were old enough to, like, you know, walk in the room if they had a bad dream or whatever.
She just didn't think it was appropriate.
Yeah, she's like, you shouldn't be naked. You can't be naked anymore.
Yeah, but your kids see you naked, right? I mean.
No.
Really?
No.
Your kid just called you shrimp. Shrimp.
Shrimpy. No, but that's not about.
That's when you walk out of the shower.
Right. She's talking about actual shrimp, guys. Come on.
She'll call you sweaty when you get out of bed.
So,
you were sleeping naked and
no,
you.
I don't sleep. Oh. No, I, that's what I think if
so
I.
So you think you would sleep better if you were naked?
I know I would. It's the best sleep I ever get.
Don't ever sleep naked. And I ended up sleeping naked last night and I had the worst. Oof. Why are you reacting that way?
What?
Are you picturing me sleeping naked? Okay, come on, guys. And it was bunching just right on the
cover.
It was in all the way. You don't have to close your eyes. I'm right here. Look at my face. Look at me in the face when I tell you.
I don't want to.
Okay, and it was getting real clammy down there.
Oh.
And I kept switching positions and going, where is this external sweat going to go? Because it's just clapping all together. And if I had actual clothes on, this would be so much more comfortable. And I ended up getting up in the middle of the night, finding underwear and putting them on just so that I could actually sleep. I don't know how anyone finds it comfortable to sleep naked. That was my mattress.
Allie, that is so gross. Everything you just said is so gross.
I guess.
And why?
Can you relate? We're all relatable.
No, I can't. I don't want to be any part of that story. But I don't understand because if you're saying you were too hot, so you tried to sleep naked.
No, Vanessa,
you have no air conditioning, right?
I do, but I try not to turn it on.
Have you turned it on yet this year?
I have, but just like I'm only like okay, 7 o'clock for an hour. That's it.
God, you have very interesting rules.
Well, because it's so expensive and I'm the only one that pays the bill.
Don't you go to bed at like 7:05?
Yeah, I cool down my room for a little bit.
Right.
Well, now that the sun's staying up forever, no.
But you could sleep naked and not turn the AC on at all. Some say that sleeping naked actually does not cool the body.
That's what I'm saying is I think it warmed me more because the sweat didn't have anywhere to absorb. It's not escaping my body. It's just all sitting there together, accumulating.
It's terrible.
It's just all clammy clam down there.
I hope everyone at some...
changes the station.
I hope everyone changes the station immediately and doesn't have to think about that.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
All I know
is... swamp ass.
I know that...
Yeah, but sweat actually literally makes you cooler.
Yeah, but not when it's just all trapped in there.
You got to get a better system going. I mean,
you got to get a fan in there.
Yeah, you got to get.
I sleep with a ceiling fan. It's great.
Yeah, but I have covers on. It's not going to get anything under there.
Covers?
How many covers do you have?
I actually have three.
It's summertime. What are you doing?
No, but
there's your problem.
I'll be cozy.
What do you got?
Oh my God.
And Allie, because she's a lesbian, I bet you she has those flannel sheets too, which are probably.
Those are so warm.
The warmest sheets
those
out there.
Those are in the closet. I take them out only periodically.
So wait a minute.
Surprise.
Why don't you come up with a better system? Like I'm a big proponent in switching up the system when it gets to summer, for so many reasons. Omar's right. I have a fan that I don't usually pull out, but now I got it right next to the bed.
I hate that fan. We have that fan, and then as soon as it makes an appearance in our house, I get so annoyed.
Why? Because you don't have to look at it. It's an eyesore.
Yes. Yeah, but and you're it's an always eyesore. In the middle of the room, and then it's always so loud and it's blowing in inconvenient places. I don't like it.
You have to talk into it, make that funny voice.
It's not even that kind of fan. It's not oscillating.
That'd be the first time you had an actual fan, Allie.
Oh, shut up.
So what are you going back to sleep in? Just underwear now?
I'm going to go in full-on pajamas, the way God intended it.
Oh.
I should be fully clothed.
Jake, what are you sleeping?
Because then it's cozy on my legs, and I can rub my legs together like a grasshopper.
Ugh.
She's going to start a fire.
Jake, what are you sleeping?
I just have like a pair of like sleeping shorts and a tank top.
Omar, you sleep in just a shirt, a t-shirt?
No, I sleep in no shirt, sleeping shorts, sleeping socks.
Sleeping shorts?
I have sleeping socks, too.
I guess talking about boxers?
And a bandana.
What the hell are sleeping shorts?
No, sleeping shorts. They sell them at Kohl's. They're sleeping shorts.
Yeah, pajama shorts.
They're like pajama, exactly. They're like pajama shorts.
I gotta get some sleeping shorts.
Yeah. And sleeping in socks is actually really nice.
What? That's weird, too, I think.
But I like fuzzy socks.
And my feet get cold easy.
Yeah.
Socks is weird.
Yeah, socks is weird. That regulates that. Because that, look, they said the best trick I ever saw said if you get too hot, you should take your feet and kick them out from under the, like, if you want to have a blanket on your body, that's cool. But kick your feet out on the under, like, don't let your feet be under the blanket. Kick them out. So they're,
I can't control that.
They're raw
dog. When I'm sleeping, I can't just control that my feet are out from under the covers all the time. 917 said, Allie sleeping naked, suddenly I am siding with that guy Steve. These are all stop listening words.
Ladies and gentlemen. Summer Hours is winding down, but fear not, Nicole Alvarez will be on in moments, and you have a chance in about 15 minutes to win yourself some tickets to go see... hold on. I've lost it. I don't know. Hold on. A Day to Remember? Is that what we got for you? Hold on. I got the big list here. I'll go over the big list. I should have looked at this earlier. In about 15 minutes, A Day to Remember and Yellow Card. Hey, we just played some Yellow Card on K-Rock, so you get tickets for that coming up in about 15 minutes with Nicole Alvarez, Offspring at noon, then Bleachers, Incubus, Linkin Park, Blink, all throughout the day. So just keep on listening to K-Rock for your chance to be a part of K-Rock's summer ticket blowout. Reminder, tomorrow we're going to be at Santa Monica after the show for pickleball, one dyke versus two tykes. It's unofficially called that. Officially, it has no name, and that'll be happening tomorrow. If you'd like to join us, noon, till we get bored with this bit, which will probably be around 12:30, and we cannot wait for you to be out. If you want to come down, it's not an official sanctioned show hang, but come on down. You're invited. And also keep eating them tacos, please. Today's the day. We just crossed. Earlier in the show, we were up to over 4,000 tacos eaten, tagged in, as we are trying to do some good. 10K for L.A. I'd love it if we can get up to closer to 8,000. If we can do another 4,000 today, potentially be at 10K by the weekend, man, we will have done some good for the community. So please keep eating tacos. Keep tagging us. Use the hashtag 10K for LA, 10K tacos, whatever you want to do. Just make sure to at Klein Alley Show.
Eat real
Instagram.
Tacos from real Mexican food places, unlike Klein.
Henry's Hard Shell Tacos. Uh-huh. That's right. Henry Johnson. He knows his tacos. That guy's the best. Ali bounced out of here a little early because her kid is off today. He apparently cares about Juneteenth more than Ali does. He took the
day off.
A lot
of people at the station care about Juneteenth.
Apparently everyone does. And so, by the way, we're not here because we don't care about Juneteenth. We're here because we care about doing live shows as often as we can do live shows. Mm-hmm. Unless they conflict with family vacation. That is the most important thing. Let's get into some takeaways, and then we'll officially get out of here. On the text line, some of these I don't even know what they mean, but I'll read them to you anyway. So here we go. Allie can crisscross applesauce on her own. That's from the 310. 818, on June 19th, we drink our coffee plain. Well said. You have to listen to the complete show to understand the context of that. 626, pits and slits is all you need when you shower. 909, radio, who cares? That hurts, but I remember what that's from. 714, sounds like Klein's going to Santa Monica tomorrow. I know it's calling me. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Here's Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Wonderful, thank you, wonderful. Yes, that's a great takeaway. We will be going tomorrow.
What have you done?
There's only one thing I know for sure, and that is that Peter getting pegged. Oh, mama, that's right. What's your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Nerd?
Make sure to hatch the water this summer.
Got to hatch that water, baby. Hatch the water, according to Vanessa. Nothing more important than
hatch.
Hatch, you got to hatch that
one.
We all heard hatch. That's what you said, but that's okay. You have a takeaway from today's show, Omar?
My takeaway is that Klein and Allie are going to live forever.
Yeah, we can both stand up on our own, so we're living forever. So you better get used to us. Thanks for hanging out for these bonus summer hours. Thank you for all the wonderful messages on the Go line. I'm sorry we couldn't get to everything. Tomorrow, remember, $500 Fridays. One dyke versus two tykes pickleball. Johnny doesn't know his back. Lots of other things. Tickets to give you. I don't even think I'm supposed to give this away yet, but I will because I feel like we've got that kind of relationship. Tomorrow morning, we will have Offspring tickets and Linkin Park tickets for you, so even more of an incentive for you to listen for us then. All right, have a great day. We will do it tomorrow, try to do it better. Until then, Omar will take us out, and try not to stutter this time, Omar. Here we go.
They feel that...
So close.
That, you know, they feel that...